You're listening to SBS News.
Mardi Gras comes from the French for Fat Tuesday, traditionally the last opportunity to eat rich food before the Christian fasting period of Lent begins. It's linked to the ancient pagan celebrations of spring and fertility that were absorbed and modified to fit Christian theology. There are Mardi Gras festivals all around the world, with possibly the most famous being in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, and in New Orleans in the United States. But in Sydney, it's changed its nature again, becoming a global celebration of LGBTIQ+ culture, and an iconic movement for social justice. It started in a period of social upheaval in Australia. On June the 24th, 1978, a street protest in Sydney intended as a peaceful march to commemorate the 1969 Stonewall riots for gay rights in New York City ended in brutality.
75 demonstrators have been arrested in the latest clash between police and gay liberation protesters in Sydney.
Dozens were arrested, some with significant force, while others involved were publicly shamed for their involvement. More protests and arrests took place in the following months, eventually leading to the New South Wales government repealing the legislation allowing the arrests to be made. Around 3,000 people marched in an incident-free parade the next year, and public interest and support has continued to rise ever since. It's thought those initial protests, now 41 years ago, cemented Sydney's place as Australia's Mardi Gras capital. Today, Sydney Mardi Gras brings thousands of visitors from around the world to Australia. The New South Wales government estimates it injects around $38 million into the local economy. Kevin Markwell, a professor in tourism at Southern Cross University, says Sydney's parade is different to the other LGBTIQ+ pride marches around the world.
It happens at night, whereas most of the American pride parades happen during the day. And so because it is night, it becomes more flamboyant, more spectacular. The use of lighting and sound creates a much more spectacular and visually interesting parade than a lot of the daytime pride parades.
Professor Markwell says the burgeoning popularity of the Sydney Mardi Gras has inspired other cities and even regional towns to hold similar events.
The popularity particularly of the parade, but also the festival that surrounds the parade, can all be used by other cities or other regional areas to create their own particular kind of LGBT festival. And it's interesting that in the last couple of years, some regional towns in New South Wales host their own Mardi Gras. So they even call it a Mardi Gras, and that includes the parade and then an after party after that.
The theme of this year's Sydney Mardi Gras is fearless. In a video released on social media, Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore said the theme aims to inspire members of the LGBTIQ+ community to overcome discrimination.
This year's Mardi Gras theme is fearless, and that reminds us that there is still more to be done, and it draws attention to the audacious bravery of the LGBTIQ community. It encourages us to break down the barriers that still exist. Many LGBTIQ people feel lonely and isolated, and Mardi Gras gives you the opportunity to reach out for help, to be fearless.
SBS has broadcast the Sydney Mardi Gras parade on television since 2014. Prior to 2014, SBS broadcast a Mardi Gras season on its World Movies channel on Foxtel, celebrating LGBTIQ+ films. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.